My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District, and he joins me now to talk about his reaction to the inauguration of Donald Trump as the nation's 45th president on Friday. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Greg.
Well, that's obviously a major day in American history. Barack Obama's administration is over. Donald Trump's has just begun. What was your overall take? We'll get a little more into specifics in the speech in just a moment, but what were your thoughts throughout the speech and throughout the ceremony?
You know, I thought it was just a great event. You know, it is a new day in America, and I think Donald Trump did a good job just talking about, you know, make America great again, the way he ended his speech. And you know, it's goodbye to the old and hello to the new, and the optimism that we see not just in America, but up here in the legislative body. There's just a whole new atmosphere up here, and it's all positive.
Well, you talked about how it's a new day in America. Here's one of the things that President Trump said today.
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Congressman, that was pretty much the thrust of the Trump campaign from start to finish. What does that look like now that he's president and the Republicans control the Congress? How do you give that power back to the people?
Well, we're going to see, you know, it's a populist statement, obviously, you know, the way he said it. And it's, like you said, it was the rhetoric from the campaign, and that's what propelled him to get to where he is. And I think the biggest thing you're going to see is, the way I took that, is you're going to see a government that's much more responsive to the people, where they listen. And I think, you know, if you look at the progression of the Tea Party from, say, 2009 forward, the people that are elected now, me being one of them, are from people that were, you know, fed up with the status quo, and they wanted people outside of the beltway, and, you know, Donald Trump's the epitome of that. And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see, especially when he started talking about whatever we do from government, we need to do it in what's best for America. And if we do that, you know, that's bringing power back to the people, and, you know, let's treat this country first and foremost.
He also talked about this being a time for action and basically scolded politicians across the board for doing a lot more talking than acting. Do you see that you and your fellow conservatives in Congress have pretty much the same agenda of action that he does? Where do you see areas of great agreement? Where do you see areas that might be a little more difficult?
No, I think the conservative members up here feel the same way, and it's where I'd like to see the focus is put the focus on the major things. You know, there's so many things out here that we get distracted. And I'll give you an example. Last year during the appropriations process and the year before that, we were going through the legislative process for appropriations. And 2 years ago, we got that whole process stopped on the Confederate flag issue. This last year in 2015 or 2016, it got stopped over the LGBT issue. And I'm not saying they're not important issues, but they should not be a distraction to getting our legislative work done. Have their day in court or have their day on debate on the House floor, but not to the point of shutting down business. And so I think the new wave that you're going to see is let's focus on those things that we really have to. And we have to address mandatory spending in this country. If not, everybody in this country is going to be affected by that.
How much can you get done with Democrats having still the ability to filibuster legislation?
Well, you know, that's yet to be seen. We'll have to see how many of those Democrats are going to try to filibuster. And if that continues, I think what you'll see is stronger leadership out of the Senate, and they may even change that rule is what we've heard.
When it comes to
they can't.
When it comes to the first 100 days, Congressman, it looks like certainly the repeal and eventual replacement of Obamacare is on the agenda. What else do you hope is in there, whether it's border security or whether it's tax reform? A lot of different issues are on the plate, and obviously it has to be prioritized. What would you like to see prioritized?
Well, I think, like you said, you know, Republicans have run on repealing Obamacare. It's been brought up for votes over 50 times to repeal it. As you saw last Friday, we started the process of really repealing it and the replacement. So in the first 100 days, I think you're going to see a push for the replacement of Obamacare. Following that, you'll see a push for tax reform. We've already got a good program teed up for tax reform, and I think you'll see them go right into that. And I know on the agenda is a good reset for our foreign policy, which must happen, you know, so that America can regain its leadership in the world order, I should say. And, you know, the immigration debate, it's already out there. I mean, we've been talking about that for years, and I think this is a time to really push forward responsible immigration reform.
There was a message of national unity also in this speech, saying that regardless of your color, you still bleed the red blood of patriotism. Every child across America should have the right and does have the right to dream the same dreams. They cherish the same freedoms. Yet, as we're speaking right now, all the cable networks have footage of protests that are at least on the verge of going violent. If they haven't already, scores of arrests have been made and so forth. So how tough will it be to unify this nation, and how important is it to do it?
Well, I think it's imperative that we do it. And as you brought up, the reason that they're allowed to protest in this country is because of our Constitution. And Donald Trump talked about the American dream, and the American dream comes from opportunity. The opportunity comes from our founding principles, our core values, that's held together and protected by the Constitution. And those ideals are neither Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, white, or black. Those are American ideologies that even these lackluster protesters out here that I'm watching it also, even they should have the common sense to say, you know what, we have something bigger than a party or, you know, a political belief. We better all work to preserve what made this country great, and that's those things.
Congressman, you mentioned at the start of our conversation, and I think you've mentioned it in previous conversations as well, that there's this new feeling, this new attitude, this new optimism among Republicans up on Capitol Hill as this administration comes into office. Is it more a result of the fact that Republicans control the White House, the House, and the Senate, or is there something about Trump and his urgency, as he says, a time for action now, that leads a lot of people to believe that a lot more is going to get done than perhaps if it had been a different Republican president?
No, I think Donald Trump's the right person at the right time, because what he's talked about was, you know, he's a businessman. He wants to move. He wants to move now. Mike Pence came into our conference twice now, and he goes, I hope you guys are holding on because Mr. Trump is ready to get going. He has unboundless energy, and he doesn't accept failure. And he'll be pushing the cart instead of waiting for somebody else to lead. He's going to lead. And, you know, I think that's something important. In fact, there was, I think it was Mike Pence saying that they expect to have a health care replacement 2 weeks after Tom Price gets nominated and confirmed as a HHS secretary. So this is something we haven't had. We've always been trying to, you know, it seems like we're always running away from President Obama or trying to undo what he's done. We've got a president now in the White House that's leading the charge, and I think it'll be a lot easier to get things done in a positive direction for this country.
Well, all the conditions are in place for Republicans to get a lot of their priorities done. We'll certainly be following along and look forward to checking back in with you, sir, as those things happen. Thanks for your time,
Greg,
today.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You bet, sir. Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.